Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The chief of the U.S. Forest Service has lifted a temporary ban on prescribed burns. That's when firefighters light and supervise fires in overgrown forests to prevent and manage larger wildfires. But new restrictions on how crews can carry out controlled fires could limit the practice at a time when some experts say it's needed most. NPR correspondent Kirk Siegler has been following this, and he joins us now from Boise. Kirk, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome, Eric.
Kirk, this 90-day ban on prescribed or intentional burns started back in May after a controlled fire got out of control in New Mexico. This resulted in the largest wildfire in that state's history. Remind us what went wrong there and why the Forest Service hit pause.
Well, it was actually two prescribed fires that eventually merged together to become, as you say, the largest wildfire in New Mexico's recorded history. They were lit under questionable conditions, to be quite honest. The Southwest was coming off an extremely dry winter with very little snowpack coming into what's traditionally been its wildfire season in late spring. Conditions on the ground were very, very dry. And a post-game report from the agency revealed that crews there in New Mexico at the time didn't quite realize just how dry it was and how dry the fuels were in the forest that they were trying to manage. That is, very overgrown conditions, dense and extremely dry. So that these two fires just got out of control.
Kirk, now that these controlled burns are permitted again after this pause, the Forest Service has new rules they're announcing. Tell us what they are.
Yeah, the pause has been lifted, I should say, even weeks after it was intended to be lifted, and it's unclear what the effects will be, but basically it's tighter protocols. Forest managers are going to have to meet new restrictions. There's going to have to be more training of the entire agency's crews, smaller windows for when they can start one. It used to be several days or weeks they'd plan one of these. Now it has to be approved within a 24-hour tight window. I think that reflects the erratic weather that we've been seeing. And importantly, it appears that with the largest prescribed burns planned here in the West, mostly, a national agency administrator will have to approve these before they can be ignited. And so there's concern that that may create an even bigger backlog in the bureaucracy of getting the work done that needs to be done out here on the land.
Right. The new rules may increase the backlog. Well, the West has seen just year after year of horrible fire seasons, as you well know from covering it. And many forest ecologists argue, look, the Forest Service and state land managers need to dramatically expand this process of controlled burnings in order to head off more catastrophic fire years, especially with climate change. What's been the reaction to these new rules?
Well, as I hinted to just there, Eric, there's some skepticism that it's going to actually create an even bigger bottleneck. It's going to get hard. It's going to make it even harder to get these underway. And there's a huge backlog already, as I've said, and a lot of work that needs to be done. California and the Forest Service, for instance, committed to something like 400,000 acres a year for prescribed burns. Other states have similar. Where I am here in Idaho, where there's been dense smoke with the largest wildfire in the country burning right now, there's been similar pledges to get this work done. And I think there's some skepticism initially so far from some forest managers that this is going to make it even harder to do. Look, most prescribed burns do not turn into what we saw in New Mexico this year. In fact, a very, very less than a percentage point actually do get out of control. And there has been pressure for the Forest Service to lift this pause, especially as we get into the fall in the Southwest in particular, where they've had a good monsoon season and conditions are becoming safer again, a little bit wetter again, where you might be able to start resuming some of these prescribed burns.
Yeah, and climate change is a huge factor in all this. We're going to be watching this as the fall continues and conditions across the West remain precarious. NPR's Kirk Siegler in Boise, Idaho. Kirk, thank you so much.
Glad to be here.